Hi, my name's Tracy. We are currently sitting in my studio in the West End of Leicester. We are surrounded by all my artwork and the bits and pieces that I use to make all of those things. I'd say, firstly, I'm a sculptor of fantastical creatures that are inspired by nature, and they're like sort of pixie fairy, Harry Potter-ish, but they look realistic. They look like they could actually be alive. Okay, so that's my job. And then I also paint emotive pictures. The main character is a little girl in a red dress, and she started with a big hole, because we all have a hole, and a ball of string, and the ball of string is love, and how she fills up the hole and what she does with the string. So that's, and then I also do watercolors, which comes, that's a brand new thing. And that's just very free and easy and soft. Yeah, I'd say that's the main, that's what. So firstly, I was a street seller and in Athens, and I started making small pieces of jewelry. I still like making jewelry. I like making anything out of anything. And I was inspired by all the other sellers and what they were making. I was a bit on the hustle, like seeing what sold and going with that. And with regards to the fantasy creatures, there's an artist called Brian Froud, and I've liked him since I was a teenager. So I made his paintings into realistic figurines. And then, as I got older, the little girl in the red dress, I would say, would be inspired by Oliver Jeffers. He's a children's illustrator, but he's more than that. He now does very evocative. They look like they're cartoons, but there's much more to them behind the story. Yeah, he's been my main influence. I would say it's showing our emotions and our vulnerability, and that it's okay. That it's okay to be okay. I don't like that saying, because it's not okay to be okay. It's not okay to not be okay, because we all want to be okay. But to evoke an emotion and a... When I was younger, it was definitely all imagination based, and I lived in my head. So everything was drawn from my own imagination. I had a whole entire world that I resided in. I was like hiding away from reality, basically. And then the other part of me, I'll pick something up off the street. It can be a nut, a bolt, a piece of wood, and then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna wrap wire around it, and I like, so this idea comes. But the little girl in the red dress, I'll pick like a word for, I'll just pick a dictionary page and then look for a word on it and see an emotion and then paint that emotion. So say volatile, I'll have her having a volcano exploding out the top of her head, or confused will be a whole load of string and lines all jumbled together. Yeah. I'm usually listening to a podcast, so I'm thinking about, it's just coming through me. I don't so much think about it as I'm doing it, unless I've had an idea in my head, like I've been in the bath and I have to catch it and then I have to get it out. Then it's like, I've got to get it out as soon as possible. So that's like, there's a Greek word for it, ektonosi, and it's like, get your stuff out. And there are those moments as well. I always have to have some sort of balance, even if it's an irregular balance. I like a balance in the picture, so I work on that. It has to be visually pleasing as well as... That's the most important thing, actually, is for it to be visually pleasing. I want it to be on the wall. I want somebody to look at it and for them to get joy from looking at it. The best moments in life are when you connect with a person. You don't need anything more than that connection in that moment. You don't need a drink, a cigarette, nothing. You just want that connection. And when you've done a piece that's truthful, people will connect with it. And it doesn't actually have to be joy. It can actually be... I've seen people cry at my work, and it's to touch them. I started off, I'd say, an island unto myself. I don't fit into any particular genre, but I wanted to be part of the community, and I wanted to meet other artists. So there's a woman called Emma Fitzpatrick. She's brilliant. She's very good at starting up groups and getting people to meet with each other. And because of her, I went to a sketch group, Cozy Club, it's not on the West End, but still. Sometimes I'll just sit on my doorstep, you know, and let people walk past. And you can see an interesting person. You're like, hello, you know, and just to have the same again, that connection with people. The West End itself doesn't influence my art in any way. But I like the multicultural, different ages kind of part of it, and I'm hoping through this art trail that I'm doing to connect more people together, the different cultures, the different, you know, let's start small, let's not go out, oh, I'm going to change, you know, the West End with this, but maybe, you know, if you touch 10 people, that's enough. So during lockdown, I was sitting in my workshop, and I would put some stuff, I'd put like a little scene in my window, you know, just to give something to people as they walk past. And then I was like, oh, it'd be a nice idea to open up my studio. So yeah, I've had the idea for quite a while now, and I saw that it was Leicester Art Week, so I put my idea out there to them, and they were like, great. I was like, well, would it be good if there were other people? And they were like, yeah, yeah, fantastic, if you can get hold of people. So, I mean, trying to get a bunch of artists to do anything is like herding cats. But I reached out, and I've got a group of us now. And it's great because they're all different, you know. So one of them makes furniture, another one's into printmaking. We've all got different... skill sets, I feel, and yeah, it's a small group of us. It's only 8 of us, but it's enough as a start. Mainly, I know them from the urban sketches, and Emma helped me get some people. I had an idea in my head. There's quite a few artists on our street, and I had an idea of who I wanted, and actually none of them are doing it. Only one of them, John Cook, he's amazing. He does all sorts of different graphics, but he does these aerial views of Leicester through the ages, which is amazing. So I'm excited to see that. You won't believe, on this street, there's so many. Loz Anderson is down at the bottom. You see, everyone's really busy because it's Leicester Art Week. People are doing their own things in their own, you know, in different studios and stuff. So, and like I said, like herding cats. You know, we need a space in Leicester that has a feel to it. You know, that has a whole vibe to it. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to Graphworks by the canal. Like, that region, you know, there's a whole new thing building up there. And it would be so nice if there was a cafe and a gallery and something where we could all do projects together, because that's what's wrong in Leicester. The different people from sculptors and photographers, and they don't do anything collaborative, and we need that. You inspire each other, and then you inspire other people by that. It's like a ripple effect. And it opens up people's imaginations, it makes the place more beautiful, it makes people respect their space. They want to make it look nice, because when you're in a beautiful place, it makes you feel good. Look, we're one of the poorest cities in England, and it shows. It shows. There's a lot of poverty, there are a lot of beggars, there are a lot of homeless people. So that is a bit scary. You know, even though I come from Joburg, there isn't that same kind of vibe. It's like, yeah. And people are not, they're not open to each other and helpful. Whereas in Johannesburg, everyone, you pass each other in the street and you say hello. And if you want help from something, you can go to somebody's workshop and go, hi, like, can I cut a piece of wood? And they're like, yeah, sure, like, come have lunch with me. It doesn't work like that over here. Maybe I'm going past the wrong workshops. But, you know, it's taken me 15 years to meet people and find where. And now I'm finding my feet. You know, boy, in the last 5 years, I've, like, found my feet a bit more and joined people together and been invited to certain things. But yeah, it took a while. You can't moan about a problem if you're not, you know, fix it, do it yourself. If no one else is doing it, and that's what we need. We need more people who are fixing it and making it happen instead of moaning about it. I think I'm going to be buzzing from meeting. I love meeting new people. I love sharing my ideas and inspiring people. And making a bit of money, even. That's not the priority, but it always helps. It's a way of showing that your work is appreciated. So you can go to West End Art Trail on Instagram and also on Facebook. There's maps which will show you the trail and the names of the different artists and pictures of what they do. And it's on Saturday, the 20th of November, so this coming Saturday, from 12 till 5.